The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program The Challenges of Youth. Yes, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in this program we discuss various challenges that the youth do face as well as Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges. And for today, inshallah, we have a beautiful topic of discussion as well, a very important topic of discussion. But before we get towards the content of today's discussion, let's first motivate ourselves towards the recitation of salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us of so many benefits that we receive when we recite salawat upon him, and among those benefits is this blessed hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the salawat that one recites upon the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaches him. Subhanallah, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The salat of the one who recites salat upon me reaches me." And what happens? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I do istighfar for him, and in addition, 10 virtuous deeds are written for him." Subhanallah, Azza wa Jal, look at the benefit that we are receiving by the recitation of salawat, that subhanallah, Azza wa Jal, that salawat reaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does istighfar for us, seeks forgiveness for us, and we receive 10 virtues, 10 good deeds written in our accounts for one salawat that we recite. Subhanallah, subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now for today's topic of discussion, we are going to discuss avoiding quarrels. Yes, avoiding quarrels, fights, disputes, because shaitan loves to put us into disputes, into fights and into quarrels. So today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we're going to discuss how we can avoid them as well as the harmful effects of being quarrelsome or getting involved in quarrels and disputes. But before we get any further in that discussion, let's first listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And immediately after the kalam, we'll be back with the further details on today's discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulallah, ya Habiballah, ne'mate baatta jis sam wo zeeshaan gaya saath hi munshiye rahmat ka kalam daan gaya le khabar jald ke ghairon ki taraf dhyan gaya le khabar jald ke ghairon ki taraf dhyan gaya mere maula mere aqa tere qurban gaya mere maula mere aqa tere qurban gaya ne'matein baantta jis samt wo zeeshaan gaya saath hi munshiye rahmat ka kalam daan gaya aah wo aankh ke naakam tamanna hi rahi aah wo aankh ke naakam مقام تمنا ہی رہی ہائے وہ دل جو تیرے در سے پر ارمان گیا ہائے وہ دل جو تیرے در سے پر ارمان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سم وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا دل ہے وہ دل جو تیری یاد سے معمور رہا دل ہے وہ دل جو تیری یاد سے معمور رہا سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا غیر سے کام انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا غیر سے کام للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا آج لے ان کی پناہ آج مدد مانگ ان سے آج لے ان کی پناہ آج مدد مانگ ان سے پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا پھر نہ مانیں گے قیامت میں اگر مان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا جانو دل ہو شوخرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے جانو دل ہو و خیرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے تم نہیں چلتے رضا سا رات و سامان گیا تم نہیں چلتے رضا سا رات و سامان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جس سمت وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ
سبحان اللہ عز و جل, what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every time we listen to the beautiful na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we feel closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we feel that desire, that yearning to visit the blessed city of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increase even further in our hearts. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah azza wa jal, may Allah azza wa jal take us all to the blessed city of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Now back with today's discussion. We were discussing quarrels and avoiding quarrels as well. There's a beautiful story that we can take lesson from that I'm going to mention now inshallah azza wa jal, that once a person had seen the accursed shaitan, Allahu Akbar, a person saw shaitan and shaitan was holding up his finger. And this person looked at Shaitan and said, oh Shaitan, why are you holding up this finger? With such pride you are holding this finger up. Why are you holding up your finger? Shaitan said, because with this finger I'm capable of doing very big things. This person inquired regarding this, that, oh Shaitan, you are capable of doing big things? He says, yes, I'm capable of doing big things. With this one finger, I can destroy an entire city. So this person said, wow, with one finger, Shaitan can destroy an entire city. So let's find out how is it that Shaitan can destroy an entire city with just one finger. So Shaitan said, come, follow me. So they went to the nearby town, the nearby city, and Shaitan entered a shop, what we could call in today's time, perhaps a bakery, in which there was a baker, there was someone who was boiling some sugar. He had a huge cauldron or a huge pot. And in that, he was boiling sugar with water, making a sugar syrup. So Shaitan says, now watch, with this one finger, I will destroy this entire city. And this person watches. So what Shaitan did is he dipped his finger into the cauldron and he took out some sugar syrup onto his finger and he pasted that onto the wall. That was it. He pasted it onto the wall and then Shaitan said, now watch how the city will be destroyed. So what happened from there? From there, first, some flies, some insects sat upon that sugar. Naturally, insects would be attracted to that sugar. And so, lizards are attracted to those insects. And so, a lizard had come towards those insects in order to catch those insects. Now, when the lizard came towards the insects, this baker, the owner of the shop, he had a cat. And this cat now attacked the lizards. Just then, two soldiers walked into this person's shop and they had a dog with them. When the soldier's dog saw the cat, it attacked the cat and the cat jumped and fell into the cauldron, into that huge pot. When the cat fell into that, the cat died. Now the baker, the owner of the shop, got really upset that this dog had killed my cat or had caused my cat to die, and therefore he pounced on the dog and he killed the dog. When he killed the dog, the soldiers got very upset. So they started to quarrel. They started to fight with the owner of the shop and they killed the owner of the shop. When the family members and friends of the owner of the shop got to know that these two soldiers had killed their relative, had killed their friend, they got together and they killed those soldiers. And when the army got to know that these people had killed our fellow soldiers, they had attacked those people that attacked the entire city and they destroyed the entire city. Ah, oh, Allahu Akbar. What a harmful result of one person quarreling with someone else, of a few people fighting with the next, of arguing, of fighting, of quarreling. What harmful results this has brought. And who was behind this all? Who was behind it from the very beginning? Who was planning to destroy the entire city by means of this? It was Shaitan. And this is Shaitan's work. Shaitan is our enemy and Shaitan wants to destroy us. So what he does, he creates problems, he creates fights, he creates disputes, he creates quarrels between us. And that breaks us down. So Shaitan uses this tool of his to cause us to dispute, to cause us to fight, to cause us to quarrel with each other. And this becomes a means of him breaking us down. How many people we find today quarreling with each other in so many relationships, really, in so many relationships, whether it be a teacher-student relationship, it be just between two friends, it be between neighbors, it be between husband and wife, it be between father and son, father and daughter, mother and son, mother and daughter, mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, sister-in-laws, brother-in-laws, it goes on and on. Shaitan just brings quarrels between them and relationships are broken apart. You find that people who said that they will stand for each other no matter what, because of quarrels, because of fights, because of arguments, they don't want to look towards each other. They're not prepared to stand for each other anymore. Sometimes they start backbiting about each other. They start slandering each other. And all of this starts from what? It stems from quarrels. It stems from fights that Shaitan puts between them. We have to recognize the enemy. The enemy is Shaitan. He wants to destroy us. And this is his tool. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us aware of this. In the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal states, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الشيطان ينزغ بينهم إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدوا مبينا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Undoubtedly, Shaitan sows discord among them. Indeed, Shaitan is man's open enemy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that Shaitan is sowing discord. He's sowing disputes. He's sowing fights and quarrels between people. And Allah Azza wa Jal made us aware that we are not enemies unto each other. The Muslim is not the enemy of another Muslim. The believer is not the enemy of another believer. No, we are united in brotherhood. We are united in brotherhood because we are Muslimun, because we are mu'minun, because we are believers. Alhamdulillah, the Muslim is the brother of the next Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this. Who is the enemy? The enemy is Shaitan. Allah Azza wa Jal told us that undoubtedly Shaitan is man's open enemy. He is the enemy. And therefore we must recognize the enemy. That is Shaitan. It's not the next person. We might be upset with someone. We might have some difference of opinion with someone. We might feel like we have a dispute with someone. But don't think of the next person as the enemy. Don't think of the next believer as the enemy. It is Shaitan who is the enemy. It is Shaitan who is creeping between us and trying to cause the dispute, trying to cause the quarrel in order to break us apart. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us further in the Holy Quran, in another ayah of the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء. The devil only seeks to instill hatred and enmity between you. That is the translation from Kanzul Iman. So it is Shaitan and he is trying to instill hatred. He is trying to instill enmity between us. Don't fall for the trick of Shaitan. Don't allow the enmity and the hatred to creep in between brothers, between siblings, between sisters, between parents and children, between neighbors. No, no. It is Shaitan's trick and he wants to destroy us and we should avoid being quarrelsome. We should avoid fighting with people. Some people tend to fall for this trick of Shaitan so much that it becomes part of their nature. That they are known to be quarrelsome. That wherever they go, there is quarrels. Wherever they go, there are quarrels. Wherever they go, there are fights. Wherever they go, there are disputes. It's because they continuously fall for the trick of Shaitan until they become known by that. They become known by this characteristic of being quarrelsome. And Allah Azza wa Jal does not like that we have this characteristic, or that we should have this characteristic of being quarrelsome. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that the most disliked person in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who is most quarrelsome. The quarrelsome individual, the one who loves to fight, he loves to argue. Don't we see it? There are some in our communities that just want to argue for the sake of arguing. They just want to fight for the sake of fighting. Of course, we are not pointing fingers at any specific person, but we are identifying this trait because we don't want to have that trait. And therefore, when we identify the bad habit, when we identify the bad trait, we should try to ensure that we don't have it. And if we do have it, then let's remove it from ourselves, because we cannot afford to be among those whom Allah Azza wa Jal dislikes. We need for Allah Azza wa Jal to love us. We need to adopt those characteristics that draws the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and not the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further said that the person who quarrels without any reason always displeases Allah Azza wa Jal until he gives up this habit, until he gives up this way. He's constantly displeasing Allah Azza wa Jal because of always quarreling with people for no reason. This is how people argue for the sake of arguing, fight for the sake of fighting, quarrel for the sake of quarreling, just because they enjoy that drama. They receive a thrill in that. And if they don't have that, they go looking for it. And if they don't find it, then they try to create it just for the sake of the drama of it, just for the sake of arguing, for the sake of quarreling, so that they can feel a little entertained by this quarrel and by this fight or argument. Unfortunately, it's caused people's downfall. And if we are going to adopt this, then we too are going to suffer the same downfall. We too are going to go astray as people have went astray before us because of quarreling. If we are going to be quarrelsome, then we too can go astray. And Rasulullah ﷺ warned us of this. The beloved Nabi ﷺ said that no nation has ever gone astray after remaining on the right path, but due to quarrels. Due to quarrels, due to fights and arguments and disputes, even though they were initially on the right path, they had gone astray, they had left the right path. And how is it that we think that we will always be on the right path despite quarreling, despite fighting, despite disputing, despite having enmity against Muslims? This is Shaitan's trick, and this is his way of breaking us down and taking us away from the right path. And so, we need to be aware of this trick of Shaitan. And if we fight against it, and we ensure that even if we are right, then too, we don't want to quarrel, because we don't like quarreling. It's the trait of a believer, it's the trait of a Muslim, that he loves peace. We are Muslimun, subhanallah azza wa jal. We are people who are people of peace. Our greeting is assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our greeting is a greeting of peace. That may peace be upon you. May the rahmah, the mercy of Allah azza wa jal be upon you. May the barakah, the blessings of Allah azza wa jal be upon you. The moment we see another Muslim, we wish him peace. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Islam has taught us peace. So even if we are right, we still don't want to quarrel because we love peace. We don't love disunity. We don't love quarrels. We don't love fights. We don't love arguments. We don't love disputes. Therefore, it's not just if I'm wrong, then I won't fight. Even if I'm right, why should we fight? Are we going to give up love? Are we going to give up unity just because we want to prove that we are right? Or can we sacrifice the argument? Are we prepared to sacrifice the argument, the fight, the quarrel for the greater good, to keep the unity, to keep the mahabbah? And the one who gives up fighting, he doesn't quarrel, he doesn't argue, even though he is right. This person has great reward in store for him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a bondsman, an abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cannot attain the excellence in the reality of Iman, in the reality of faith, until he stops quarreling despite being right. Until he stops quarreling despite being right. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. So even though we are right, We should avoid the quarrel because we don't love quarrels. And what will we gain by this? We will taste the sweetness of Iman, subhanallah. We will attain excellent Iman and excellent faith. There's another blessed hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is giving glad tidings to the person who avoids fighting, avoids quarreling despite being right. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has promised this person a home in Jannah, in the inner parts of Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has promised a home for the one who avoids fighting, avoids quarreling, even though he or she is right. So subhanallah azza wa jal, if we want that home in Jannah, if we want to taste the excellence and the sweetness of Iman, then what do we need to do? Avoid quarrels, avoid fights. Well, what if we are right? Especially if we are right. Why? Because the special reward is for the one who avoids quarrels even though they are right. And who doesn't believe they are right in the quarrel? In the fight and the argument, both parties believe I'm right. One party says I'm right, the other party says I'm right. So if you are right, then give up the fight, give up the quarrel for the great reward that you will receive. For not fighting, for not quarreling, even though you are right. And when we go into quarrels, how much there is to lose. See, if you leave the quarrel, how much there is to gain. But if you go into the quarrel, how much there is to lose. You have families that are falling apart because of quarrels, because of fights. Imagine if just from the very beginning, the moment it came about, the moment it was about to start, if we just thought, even though I'm right, I don't want to quarrel. I don't want to fight. There we close the door for Shaitan. Immediately Shaitan knows that I don't have a space to place my foot here. If the husband and the wife both said that we don't want to fight, leave it. Even though I feel I'm right, we don't want to fight. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Shaitan doesn't even get in. The moment they both think that they are right and the other is wrong, and then they fight and they argue, one thing leads to the next, which leads to the next, which leads to the next. And a small fight becomes a very big fight. And there are children often that are caught between this, that all they see is quarrels, all they see is fight, all they hear is vulgarity, all they see is violence, all they hear is abuse. And they become experts in fighting. They forget about the education, they forget about anything else. They grow up to be the best fighters, the best at arguing, the best at quarreling. That's it. And eventually, what's the last, what's the end result? Divorce. The family breaks apart. The husband goes his way, the wife goes her way. What did we gain from it? But imagine if, from the very beginning, we said, we are not enemies of each other. We are in unity. We are Muslims. We love each other. Shaitan is the enemy, and Shaitan is trying to create quarrels and disputes between us so that he can tear us apart. And we will not let our enemy destroy us. We will not let Shaitan destroy us. I believe I'm right and you believe you're right. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Despite being right, we are going to avoid the fight. We are going to avoid the quarrel. And subhanallah, we are going to try to get our house in Jannah. We're going to try to have excellent Iman by avoiding quarrels even though we are right. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, in this way we will destroy the trick of Shaitan and we will draw closer to Rahman. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq to act upon the good that we have learned. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.